Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. America is in shock, as we have learned just before the show, that Trump has been the subject of an assassination attempt. We will be theorizing about what we may find here. This has been happening before. It's not a total surprise to me. It had been on my mind that Trump was maybe the style of candidate that divides so much that there are loose ends, unstable people that are easily recruitable by forces who really don't want this guy in power. So it was totally within the space of possibility that Trump would be targeted with an assassination attempt a la JFK. What's the most interesting thing to know about this is what will be the motives that we can think of or attribute to the person who committed this. So first, let's have a look at the photos. By the way, we were supposed to have a show with James on Plato and what is love. This is canceled because this event is too important. So we'll have our show with James another day. But when there is a nationally relevant scenario happening, we have to cover it. Here is the injury of Trump as he stood back up. It doesn't appear that Trump's life is in danger. It appears that despite the fact that we heard, and we will see the video, we heard 7, 8, maybe more gunshots. And they didn't sound like they were gunshots of a super high caliber, although it's always hard because a microphone can catch a very powerful boom, can be cut as clack by certain microphone. But, when we heard the clack, 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 it seems like it could be a small caliber gun. It could be an assault rifle, although an assault rifle would be very hard to carry in this kind of place. Or it could even be a homemade, 3D printed, short, small caliber, do-it-yourself type of woman. Fixed DSM says sounded like a semi-auto .22. Yeah, I mean, the kind of bullet that most people use, and it didn't seem like I had a very high caliber weapon, the .343, and this was like boom. This is not the kind. What we heard is more like the regular AR-15 bullets or regular gun bullets. What's the most interesting thing, and that's still an interrogation mark here, is who did this? Who ordered this? Someone was hypothesizing someone linked to the Ukrainians. It's a very likely scenario that what we have here stems from the dark networks of money that are pro-Ukraine, or the dark networks of money that are pro-Israel. Given that these two places are places of violence, places where the stake of the presidency of the U.S. is a big thing. It matters a lot. If you're Zelensky, it matters a lot whether Trump will be president. And we will all remember the words of Zelensky in an interview where he stated something along the lines of, We would like to know if the next president is going to be Trump, we would like to know in advance because we'll be in trouble. And given the masses of money that are circulating in dark networks of these people, you could very well invoke an independent lone wolf Ukrainian or someone sympathetic to the cause of Ukraine, contacting dark networks that have surplus money because there's money raining on them from the American government, happens to be in the U.S., so is capable of putting something like this. It could be anything. Trump was talking about immigration when the event happens. Could be an immigrant or could be a white, a self-flagellating white person. Or it could be a Jew. It could be all of these things. And, I will be almost on a night watch just looking for info because they have captured the shooter. It was heard by the Newsmax personnel that they said shooter down. And when you listen to the series of bullets, there were the bullets of the shooter. And then there was a pause and then, bam, there was a single bullet. That sounds very much like a law enforcement bullet coming at the end. So looking at the injuries of Trump, we have the main injury is the bullet grazed or penetrated the earlobe. So you can see here that is a separation. Of course, it's hard to tell with so much blood on it, but I would say it's very likely broken here, perhaps pierced, perhaps torn, perhaps grazed, perhaps all of this at the same time. So a big quantity of blood here indicates. And at the same time, we saw Trump do this as a reaction. The first bullet that was shot, you saw Trump grab his ear. So it seems like this would be the one hit that hit Trump. I wouldn't exclude, based on just this injury, I wouldn't exclude a trajectory of the kind passing inside the mouth and exiting from here. But it's a little bit far behind. You know, the cranium goes up to ear. So it's like it would be almost miraculous if the bullet came into his jaw and didn't exit before but exited there. But it's not entirely impossible that the bullet, I would give it a 2% chance that this injury was not generated by grazing, but it was generated by a bullet inside his mouth, in which case his life would be in danger at this moment. Because then that could have impacts inside the cranium that we haven't seen. But 98%, I'm 98% sure that this is a grazing from the outside. Now you have to ask, what is the superficial blood that has been splashing here? Because you could have the theory that some bullet made it close to the mouth or grazed the lips. But it's also possible that Trump laying down onto the floor just lost some blood on the floor. And then as he changed his head position and as he was getting ready to stand up, may have created marks onto his cheek. So those might not be injury, but they might just be recollection of blood from the ground or from a... from a hand or something that his head was resting on. So all in all, if it's a superficial and grazing injury, like I believe so in 98%, then it's very unlikely that the cranium was affected, and I would say he will likely survive, but at his age, it is possible that such an injury develops into an infection, meningitis. Absolutely possible that within the next 4 to 6 weeks, some lack of medical care or a mix of his age could build this into something much graver and perhaps into a meningitis. I hope that the doctors will be especially attentive to this. But at the same time, given that he's a presidential candidate, I expect that he will get the best health care and so much less likely to run into that kind of trouble. We will see the whole scene here. And, you know, you don't get this on CNN because CNN doesn't show anymore these Trump rallies. And so you get this by watching RSBN. They have the whole segment happening as they are covering this live. So that gives us the best images to figure out what happened. Based on the injury of Trump, it's the ear on this side of Trump that will be injured. And yet, when you look at the crowd here, they will be pointing here or here to identify where the shooter could be. So I expect that the shooter was either here or here, somewhere in the front of the crowd. And you will see Trump is speaking about immigration and he's pointing to this conference board PowerPoint slide.
Border Patrol, take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
So we hear clap, clap. And already Trump is reaching for his ear. It seems to be the shot that touched Trump. Trump feels his ear exploding or grazed by a bullet. And he's already in pain. And we are only two shots in. And Trump seems to be looking that way. And so if you look at where he is, it would seem that the shooter should be somewhere in this part of the crowd based on where he's looking at. And you have the agents running to protect Trump. They cover him, and we hear further bullets, pop, pop, pop. So here there seems to be have been the last pop, and it seems to be perhaps a different gun, perhaps a different angle from the mic. It would seem that this pop was the shot of neutralization of the shooter, and we heard a yell that was following not the original shots, but the police shot, it would seem. We heard a lady yelling very strong at that moment. So let's have a look again at the scene.
And then the worst president in the history of our country took over, and look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to...
It seems that whether it was a chosen moment, maybe the shooter just happened to be ready to shoot at that moment. But if the shooter chose a moment, it's a moment where Trump is talking about the number of immigrants under Biden.
Really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Get down, get down, get down. After three shots here, more shots. People are saying, why didn't the people in the back of Trump, why didn't they get hurt? First, there's two things. First, they might have been hurt, and we will know perhaps later. You know, this is not necessarily the kind of thing that gets reported immediately, and we had a social media that immediately knew about it because lots of Trump supporters are watching RSBN. So we'll know later if there were other injuries. But also bullets that graze or that are imprecisely launched, they are much less penetrating. So if you had a bullet that grazed the ear of Trump, it's very likely that this bullet becomes undeadly after. Not that it can't kill, it could potentially kill, but it has a much lesser kill rate once it has ricocheted because of the spinning of the bullet being an important component and the kinetic energy that it has, and this alignment of the kinetic energy with the direction is needed for body penetration. And see, that was a late shot, perhaps a shot of a policeman having to shoot the shooter, and a woman reacting to this by yelling, ha. And it seems that from watching in this direction, the crowd shifted and started watching in this direction. But it would be extremely surprising if Trump had his right ear hit on this side and the shooter would have been on this side. So perhaps they are watching in the wrong direction. Perhaps they are watching at the distant shooter, shooting the shooter on the other side of the crowd. Maybe there was a sniper. I don't know. I don't know why they would be looking that direction if Trump's ear was shot from this side.
Move to spare. Hold. When you're ready, on you.
Ready.
Move. Move.
Go.
And here the kind of SWAT team seems to march from here into the stairs. So now they're taking over the scene. Perhaps they were the one who generated the last shot that neutralized the shooter. And here the SWAT team seems to be pointing in that direction. So is it possible that the shooter was here at this point? I don't know. And there's parts of the crowd that are watching in this direction. And this is where Trump will, surrounded by his agents, will insist to say something to the crowd, to hold a fist in the air while having his face bloodied. And we can see him standing, and he's going to be waving at the crowd, making the fist. And there are closer takes on the video that we can look at. There are closer shots where we can hear Trump saying, no, let me do it. Trump, as a marketing specialist, knows that this could be a straight ticket to an easy victory. So he wants the photo up even after receiving a bullet in the ear.
Wait.
He says, wait, and he's pointing to the camera, raising his fist and showing his teeth. He is willing to suffer for America. He is willing to take a moment for the photo op. He does not give a shit that it's making the life of his secret agent harder. Wait. I want to show myself. I want this moment to be recorded in history. That is what a talented marketer does. If you're going to suffer no matter what. Your ear has been fucked up. Your ear has been fucked up, so you are in pain. Use that pain to the maximum of your ability to be benefiting from it politically. And he then gets carried away from the stage. We have another shot from this angle. We see from closer the reaction to pain, the initial reaction to pain of Trump.
They see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Now, it's not impossible that there could be other injuries that wouldn't show up, because when you have a vest like this, you have no idea. There could be plenty of blood and you wouldn't see it. The blood would get stopped by the shirt under the vest. And so we will hope that these multiple shots didn't make it in.
They see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Yes, there seems to be two components to the noise that we hear. Tuck-tack, tuck-tack. And that is the shots and echo, as Bianca fights the zombie and the cats. Absolutely. So each of these tac-tac is one shot, the other being a reverberation from the bouncing of the sound onto metallic parts and other parts of the environment. And many pictures will make it into history, like this one. Trump defiant, Trump alive. What a spectacular happening. And again, the only question that's on my mind and the only question that matters is who has ordered this? Who wanted so hard not to be under a Trump presidency that they could put money to make this happen, that they could put in place the kind of psychological operation? Because very often, if it is like the case of JFK, there will be a case of grooming. They will groom someone to commit the act. They will coach him. They will make him an extremist. And they will get this from a mentally weakened person. Kovi Killer Clown says, sounds like suppressor fire. I don't know enough about suppressor fire and how they work to determine if that could be the reason we. But to me, it sounds very much like an echo. If you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Low Mercury Tuna had sent a super chat. I don't know, was it before the shooting of Trump or after? Because it does, it is quite prescient if it is before the shooting of Trump. He said, Second Amendment gives you the right to shoot a bullet, but not the right for your bullet to hit anyone. Freedom to shoot is not freedom to hit. Just like freedom of speech is not freedom of reach. It's a kind of clever attempt that you're making here, trying to make a parallel between freedom of speech, freedom of reach, and the case with guns. But I don't agree that that is an incorrect parallel. Because when you shoot someone, that person does not consent. When you're in the domain of speech, the hearer of information, the receiver of information, wants to hear it. They choose what they hear and they consume it voluntarily. So that's very different from receiving a bullet. But I would agree, if we're talking about bullets, then definitely no, the right to shoot is not the right to hit. As perhaps the shooter found out. In fact, the right to shoot is often tied to the right to die. Trump injured in incident and at Pennsylvania rally. Is that the best you can do, CNN? You know, we can hear the gunshots, so even if it's a do-it-yourself gun, it's some sort of gun that was used. So he got shot. It's injured in incident at Pennsylvania rally. That could be like he fell and he broke his knee. That's injured at an incident. Trump was subject to an assassination attempt, pretty clearly. No matter if we don't know more detail than this, we can certainly report this. But look at CNN, Trump injured in incident. He's too old. He's too old. He broke his knee while trying to step down the stairs. That is definitely a glorious picture still that they have chosen of Trump being photographed from below, waving the fist. Kovi Killer Clown says, I say those shots that we're hearing is the snipers firing at the assailant. It is possible that the assailant in the end has only successfully shot one shot. It is entirely possible. In fact, let us rewatch the video sequence with this hypothesis in mind, because I've never considered this hypothesis very solidly. So let's have a look here at the whole sequence and see if that could be realistic.
You see something that said, take a look at what happened. Over.
Well, these three shots, peep-boom, 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 they seem like they would be from the same gun. So I would say there's three shots that seem a repetition of the very same gun, the very same angle with the mic. I would say very unlikely to me that the two shots after would come from the from a sniper. But let's re-listen and then see what happens after the three shots.
Take a look at what happened. Oh.
So definitely there is a different rhythm. We have peep-pom, peep-pom, peep-pom. So either there was a dysfunction in the initial rhythm of the gun or the person wasn't quite able to pull the highest frequency shots that he could. Or we're talking about two different guns. We're talking about a professional, like, secret agent or police type of gun that was able to fire at high frequency semi-automatic, whereas the assailant may have had a slower gun or a slower pace of trigger.
Something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
So there is two salvos of bullet. I'm pretty sure that the first salvo of three bullets, that was from the assailant. The other one could be from an assailant or a police agent. And then there's the third salvo. So we're totaling three salvos, and the last one is a single shot. So, ooh, who the heck cried like this and screamed, but only at the seventh shot? not at the first few shots. It's like, okay, this one, she was really alarmed at the last shot. Most likely the one from a police agent. Stray's channel says, news, the shooter at the Trump rally is dead. So is one bystander, according to the Butler County DA, tells ABC. That is really sad. That is really sad that perhaps one of his shot, he was perhaps frustrated of not having attained Trump and started shooting around him. That is extremely sad. Another possibility is that shots that were meant to neutralize the shooter eventually touched someone else in the crowd. That is extremely sad. So we will see what the news are reporting. But, you know, these days, less and less I get fresh news on... I get less fresh news on CNN than I do on X. Footage emerge showing a body on a rooftop at the scene of the assassination attempt. It is believed to be the shooter. Unclear if he was killed by police or ended his life. And James is sharing a link. So he wouldn't have been in the crowd. Let's have a look at this video that seems to capture some action in a high place of the crowd. Let's see. So there seems to be someone dead.
To me, as you're trying to figure out if you're okay, what's going on? Was he shot? Was he wounded? Then we heard him on the microphone, Shannon, saying, let me grab my shoes as they tried to take him off.
So perhaps we can make the first attempt at characterizing the race of this person. If we see is, let's see what's the best angle we could get on him. He is being carried out of the crowd. So let's go back. We don't have a good angle on him at the end. Let's see if we can get some good angle. Could be a bystander too. Doesn't have to be the shooter. So let's have a look.
To me, as you're trying.
So we don't see anything except a personal police, sheriffs are trying or covering him, and we don't see him on camera.
Okay. What's going on? Was he shot?
There seems to be this guy collecting some stuff on the floor or something, but the person being carried out dead, apparently dead, is here.
Was he wounded? Then we heard him on the microphone, Shannon,
It's very hard to characterize the race of the person here because based on the lightning, you know, this police does seem white, but his skin is tanned a little bit. So comparing to him,
saying, "Let me grab my shoes," as they tried to take them.
What is this? Is this an ass? Is this someone exposing their ass right here?
To take them off. So we're just trying to figure out what happened.
So, unfortunately, not enough information in this video to know whether this is the shooter or a bystander, or could this be the ass of a shooter? It's an arm, JF. I'm not talking about the arm here. I'm talking about the crack here, the ass crack that seems fully ready to fart onto the policeman. What is this? Anyways, if you have more videos that are emerging, we will be trying to refresh to the news. There was Baron of Tega commenting on Twitter, footage emerged showing a body on a rooftop at the scene of the assassination attempt. It is believed to be the shooter. Unclear if he was killed by police or ended his life. we had Kenneth Vogel reporting that was 5 days ago. Biden told donors on a private call this afternoon, it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. So always be careful. Always be careful how you term your stuff, because when you have potentially psychopathic followers and followers and donors who are fully into it, they could interpret what Biden has said as an appeal to kill. What else do we have on the public conversation? Let us refresh here. It keeps coming in. Shooter. Civil war trending on Twitter. Pray for Trump and pray for our nation. there are allegations that are stemming about an identity for the shooter, but I will wait for, like, I'm not going to report until there's some fact. You have to present me some fact, because some people are dropping a name right now who... On what basis? On what basis? here we have a CNN live that could give us a slightly different angle, perhaps. So let's have a look at what the CNN clip contains.
Donald Trump and the people around him perceive themselves to be under threat. And that's all that matters. That is not legitimate. That is wrong.
Okay, I don't know. Has that been taken out of context and put onto the video? Or is that really what CNN was saying while Trump was getting assassinated?
Wrong. You hear the screams from the audience. People are terrified. And that is the kind of atmospheres that we are going to be living with. And I don't have a good answer about how we bring it back right now.
I don't know if this is current. It looks like it could be an audio from a totally different coverage and connected over. But maybe it is just how stupid CNN has become. Shooter dead on the rooftop. This is the video that people were referring to. Apparently, it's from outside of the Trump event. There was an angle here. Let's have a look.
Can I see, man? Okay. You can see the guy there. I think they hit him because the guy he looks dead.
Well, is that the shooter or is that a police agent that was in position But it's quite spectacular if this is the shooter. It would mean that he was tactically positioned. He wasn't just a guy that made it into the crowd somehow with a 3D printed plastic gun, maybe to make it through metal detectors or other things. If this is the shooter, this is a tactically positioned shooter, potentially with an AR-15, a sniper, potentially with a weapon that can do long-range targeting. That is very interesting because this makes him positions him much further than I expected from Trump. I mean, this is JFK all over again. This reminds me of how the JFK assassination wasn't a la Polish politicians or Eastern Europeans. You know, they go melee style on you and they come to shoot you from very close. Or same thing we had in the Japanese case. This is an MO of a tactically planned assassination attempt. Rodi Lacid says, Mossad and the new Lee Harvey Oswald. That reminds me so much of this era and this particular assassination. We are perhaps reawakening the exact same set of tensions against America that were present back then. And we're talking about foreign interests. We're talking about Israel. And these days we're talking about both Israel and Ukraine. And we have here a product of, I would bet, some foreign interference, some foreign interest, some sort of training or some sort of plan laying has been happening for a guy like this to be attempting a murder from a tactically perched position. Wow. Shocking information coming out. Another possibility is that this could be the bystander that is said to have died and not be the shooter. Was this perhaps a sniper that was targeted by the shooter? Was this a sniper that got misidentified and was the victim of friendly fire? I would not reach necessarily full conclusion tonight. Jan Kenrock on Twitter says, claiming his ear got grazed, but no one behind him got hit with the bullet. Come on, Trump is a genius, though these stunts are crazy. People are developing a paranoia and conspiracy theory already that the shooting wasn't real. It looks like a real shooting to me. And as I indicated, bullets that ricochet or that travel a long distance and that are too small caliber will not kill people at random. Sometimes they will have lost too much velocity to be deadly dangers. Tenet Media says, the media refusing to say gunshots or assassination attempt tells you everything you need to know about their hatred for Donald Trump. That is well seen indeed. Peter Sweden is hypothesizing on Twitter. It is being reported now. Just saying it is being reported, that bears no weight to me, so I will just read it as an hypothesis. He says it could be an Antifa member that would be behind the shooting of Trump. I will update when I have more information. It is time to realize the far left are a danger to democracy. Tommy Smoke says, trying to jail and then kill Trump and just giving him the two hardest pictures of all time is the biggest backfire of all time. He may win all 50 states. That is true. Those are two badass NFTs. Perhaps we will have a Trump shooting NFT now because we already have a Trump mugshot NFT that was released. So perhaps there will be a commercial opportunity here. COVID killer clown says maybe they shot themselves at the end. Oh, that is a possibility that the shooter, the last shot could be the shooter killing himself. We have more retweeting of this bloody body being carried, but we've already watched this. So looking back and now knowing that the shooter would have been perched on a rooftop, this would mean that this is after he was killed on the rooftop, that somehow there was a carrying from the top section here down into the crowd, so that the police would evacuate his body. This is how I would interpret it based on the current people are pulling memes. When Democrats don't get their way, they get dangerous. Yes, isn't that Abraham Lincoln being killed? There is such a history of great men being killed in America. It's very depressive. Very depressive that you cannot have the safety necessary for the natural system to converge in the desired direction by the people. That is a threat to the institution of democracy that the left keeps screaming about. Now we have a new picture of Trump that was caught right in the personal space of his secret agent as he was covered in blood on the floor. You can see that some secret agent has already tried pulling a towel and tried sponging his hair. So now we realize that those are truly natural streams of blood that came to his mouth. So it's not that that he touched something. It's really that there was three flows of blood from the ear as he was putting his head toward the floor. So now we have a better explanation for why there was blood around his mouth. An emergency room doctor tried to save someone's life in the crowd. Someone was touched in the crowd.
Honor, that's exactly where I heard him come from.
What did you see, sir?
I heard the shots. I thought it was firecrackers to begin with. Somebody over there was screaming, he's been shot. So I made my way over. I said, I'm an emergency department physician. Let me help you. The guy had spun around, was jammed between the benches. He had a headshot here. There was lots of blood, and he had brain matter there. Oh, and so I got him. There's a helicopter coming in to get him. I got people there really helpful. I got
was
him
there only
up
one
on
person
the bench.
Shot that you saw?
Then I did CPR, did chest compressions, as well as I breathed for him.
One person.
Okay. I was the only one
you
to
guys.
Do that.
We need to evacuate everybody.
Honor that.
So this guy saw a cranium exploded of someone. Was this the bystander or was this the shooter? I wouldn't know. Let's take a moment to appreciate this hero for killing the shooter. I don't know if Matt Wallace, what he reports is true. Was it this agent that came and shot the shooter from a distance? I wouldn't say that I could conclude this based on the current evidence. I am currently browsing through the fresh news updates on Twitter. Matt Walsh says the people who scream the loudest about dangerous rhetoric have been engaging in the most dangerous possible rhetoric about Trump, and now they have their desired result. Well, almost. That is true. That is true. The Democrats have been the ones complaining about violence, and yet we have here another expression of leftist violence reaching almost its intended goal. We have a premonitory prediction by Tucker.
They called him names. He won anyway. They impeached him.
twice on ridiculous pretenses. They fabricated a lot about what happened on January 6th in order to impeach him again. It didn't work. He came back. Then they indicted him. It didn't work. He became more popular. Then they indicted him three more times. And every single time his popularity rose. So if you begin with criticism, then you go to protest, then you go to impeachment, now you go to indictment, and none of them work, what's next? I mean, graph it out, man. We're speeding toward assassination, obviously. And no one will say that, but I don't know how you can reach that conclusion. You know what I mean? Like, they have decided, permanent Washington, both parties have decided that there's something about Trump that's so threatening to them, they just can't have him. They called him names.
Excellent prediction by Tucker. It was also on my mind, and I've been mentioning it here on the show a couple of times, that yes, Trump is the kind of candidate that generates enough support and enough passion in the first place to then generate enough fear from the left that he would be a candidate for assassination. He's always been, in my view, a candidate for assassination. It's always been a likely possibility. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? I hope that that this is not too traumatizing for you guys. It's an interesting development politically. Will Trump benefit from this? I would say perhaps yes. It's very likely that Trump will benefit from this because America loves a martyr. America loves a martyr. And the only thing that is worse than having a Trump candidacy for the shooter and for the far left is having a Trump candidacy after a failed assassination attempt, because that makes him rise as a hero, and that lifts the emotions of the people. People in America, they vote for presidents who are at war, presidents who are in some trouble but who are courageous through it, or presidents who are victimized by the system. And the last time the victimization of Trump was through false allegations and the whole media attacking him, but at this point it has reached a definite moment, a definite place where most people will be objected, and even perhaps centrist will be convinced to vote for Trump. I have PTSD now, says someone on the regular chat. I am traumatized, says Big Tech Exodus. Well, don't be too traumatized. Chill out. It seems that Donald Trump will be surviving this attempt. Of course, what always happens is a meme around Sam Hyde being the shooter, and we are starting to see the Sam Hyde memes. Breaking news, they identified the shooter of the Trump rally today as Samuel Heidecker, a well-known leftist extremist. Samuel was heard screaming, "Protects trans black youths," before firing. The Sam Hyde memes are always fun in moments of horror. One attendee is reported as dead. The shooter is confirmed dead, and one attendee at the rally is confirmed dead. Okay. People are reawakening some moments of history here. In 1944, the July plot, when German elites tried to kill Hitler. Very interesting historical parallel. To be thinking that perhaps what is deranging for the elite is a loss of control of the war process of America. Although even the proponents of Trump that were proponents like me in 2016, we have not been super satisfied with the performance of Trump in the campaign. But the elites hate Trump just as much as they did in 2016. You know, me, Nick Fuentes, you know, we are trying to pull Trump in a direction to the best of our ability. But to the elite, Trump is the same danger that he was in 2016. And so to certain elites, to the elites who really fundamentally hate him. Now, there's a section of elites, clearly, and those are mostly Israeli and terrorists that have started to switch toward the Trump direction. So that I've started to be supporter of Trump and Elon Musk. The circles of big tech are very much in this switch that is happening. ABC News reports shooter dead and rally attendee killed at Trump event in Pennsylvania. Butler County District Attorney tells the Associated Press. That is all that is reported for now. people are reporting fake shooter identities. We don't have such identities, so I will not report it. Kobe Killer Clown says, Jeff, look up Mark Violette. Now he is one of the shooters. Well, I saw this name be dropped on Twitter. I am not reporting it as fact because I don't know how you would know this. You probably fell for something that came out too early without verification. I don't know how you... How do you know this, Covey Killer Clown? What is your method of... And he says, sorry, could be fake. Yeah, see, you have to ask yourself. This is my process, and it's good that, you know, I can take you by the hand and so that you know what I do. But I have to ask, this person saying this, how do they know? And if they know from someone else, then whatever they say is irrelevant. Then I have to go to that someone else. Now, this person, this other person, how do they know? And ultimately, it has to boil down to someone saying it and stating it. I have seen this, and I report that. That's how it is. A guy was outside the security perimeter and has been interviewed. He saw the shooter before the shooter fired.
Someone who was here. You weren't inside the event.
Nope.
But you were just outside. Tell us what you saw.
So we had a party here all day. You can see behind us the Brinkles Farming Greenhouse here. We had a party. And we all decided, hey, you know, when we hear Trump up there, we're going to walk up through the field, stand by the trees up there under the shade, yeah. And watch and listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes.
Is this the guy that sings the song about having no friends? Ed Sheeran? Is that Ed Sheeran? Or maybe a family member of Ed Sheeran? I'm at the party and I have no friends.
As of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know. But we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle.
So we're talking about a rifle from the frequency of shooting, semi-automatic, it would seem. So we're talking about someone who had the opportunity to tactically position himself to be seen doing so. There was definitely, I would say, a failure of security angle monitoring from the Secret Service here. And already we have something to question. I wouldn't want to get into the conspiracy theories immediately tonight. But how is it that there was a shooting high angle onto Trump that was available, so available that citizens could see it happening. I mean, imagine you're this guy with the red hair, and you're not the sharpest tool in the workshop. And imagine you see it happening in front of you for 30 seconds. There's a shooter going onto the roof. Oh my God, he's gonna shoot! And you can't do anything. Calling 911 will take more than the time that he needs to shoot.
Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground.
So they were pointing at him. The police was down there running on the ground.
We're like, hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, two.
So tactical communication here. You have to have a system not only to monitor angle and be ready to shoot with the sniper, but you can have a system that simply tells Trump, hey, throw him on the floor. Throw him on the floor because there's something happening here that we don't have control over. So monitoring can be done from a distance on all these angles. You don't need necessarily an agent ready to snipe or ready to shoot at the location, but you do need monitoring of all angles of shooting.
2-3 minutes, Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots rang out.
So your son, the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
you
there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service?
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Him? Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was...
So here, as a psychologist, I can tell you what's happening. When you have a guy that has such bright red hair, it's extremely hard to believe what they say. So if you're a secret agent, this guy comes with his clownish looking hair, it's like, okay, bro, okay, there's a shooter up there on the roof. You take the time to crack a beer, and it's like, bro, explain to me how do you know that there's a shooter on the roof? I'm going to drink my beer tranquilly, and, you know, maybe I will act in 3 or 4 minutes. But perhaps the hair here caused a lack of credibility in the allegations.
Behind where they could see, but why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay.
So Secret Service blew his head off. They blew the shooter's head off. So the guy that had brain flowing into the crowd apparently would be the shooter.
Just be careful, because we don't quite know who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%. Okay. Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him afterwards, or?
They crawled up on the roof. They had their guns pointed at him, make sure he was dead. He was dead, and that was it. It was over.
That's incredibly shocking.
The guy was on the roof right there. You can see the white roof right there.
Did you get a look at him? Could you?
I no, other than he was in.
People talk about brain splatter. Let me tell you, the brain is a very liquidy organ. Most liquidy organ in the body by a long shot. The brain is much more like butter than it is like liver. So never forget, and especially a brain that hasn't been fixated for observation and touching, like in formaldehyde or that kind of stuff. Just a brain, a living brain, is like butter. It's actually less solid than butter. It's like very, very warm butter that you would have left on the counter for during the summer.
In muted colors, tan type clothing. We saw the rifle flinging around as he was trying to crawl. I mean, we saw the rifle, 100%.
Do you know about guns? Do you know what kind of weapon it was?
Oh, I absolutely know about guns, for sure. It was a rifle of some sort. I wouldn't know, I wasn't close enough to read the label on it.
But it was
a rifle of some sort. Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you process what you've just seen?
I don't know what to say, man. I'll tell you is, if I walked up close to there with anything that Secret Service considered a problem, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you right now. But I don't know why a guy who we're standing there pointing out to police and Secret Service is crawling up the roof.
Were you outside the security
perimeter? Yes, right there by that tree. We were outside the security perimeter. But my question is, there's only a few buildings around here. Why is Secret Service not at every building here?
Well, there's a whole bunch of questions, I think, that are going to come.
There's a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Yes, she was right in front of me. She kept going back and forth right in front of me. Yes.
So we have a she here. Is it possible that this angle was covered by a woman? Let's review this part here.
There's only a few buildings around here. Why is Secret Service not at every building here?
Well, there's a whole bunch of questions, I think, that are going to come.
There's a whole bunch of questions. Yes, she was right in front of me.
She was right in front of me. She was going back and forth. So she is a woman secret agent that was described earlier by him as being the Secret Service going back and forth.
Going back and forth right in front of me. Yes.
Tell us about her.
I mean, nice horse, nice lady running with a flag.
Nice lady.
Very, patriotic.
But what's the significance of her?
No, he asked me if I saw a horse.
Okay.
And on a horse? Was there a woman on a horse?
All right, well, listen, I'm sorry you had to witness that. That was a terrible thing. And you just stay safe with your family and
gotcha.
Yourself. Thanks for your time.
All right, so that is perhaps the closest to a live testimony of someone seeing those events. And again, we now understand better where this guy was standing. He was probably part of these crowds here.
You can see the guy there.
Who saw the shooter crawling and going up to a new guy says, wait, what horse? Bro, I'm trying to figure out the stuff as it happens. And here we have the security agents and we have a closer picture of the shooter right here. You can see the security agents have shot the shooter in the head, and I will remove my own video so that you see the picture in full. What can we describe here? We have a flimsy individual. This doesn't seem like a fat individual. It seems like a gender neutral, perhaps kind of effeminate, flimsy male form of some sort. Could be a female. I'm not 100% sure, especially since we're probably looking at a leftist. But we're talking about soy. We're talking about the effect of eating testosterone-fused, estrogen-filled plants for many years. Seems to be wearing a belt. Seems to be dressed as a civilian, but kind of cargo pants, perhaps, to kind of carry, who knows, maybe supplementary cartridges. Perhaps a hairstyle that is anime, kind of loser, soy boy type of gender-neutral hairstyle. That is the closest view that we've had of this shooter. Seems like it could be a white-skinned shooter. I wouldn't say necessarily that he's necessarily white or European. He could be Jewish. We will know more about this as his identity gets revealed. So I'm glad that we've had a this view of the shooter. Fox News reporting witness stating multiple shooters from multiple angles, one near a water tower, one on a roof. That seems like an early report. I wouldn't say that there's been any evidence that would convince me that this is the case. Perhaps an early erroneous report. Seed oil degenerate, soy adjacent. Definitely, this is what we're talking about. Covey Killer Clown says the redhead guy will wind up dead. Yeah, he seems like he knows a lot. You see... He seems like he knows a lot. He should perhaps find a place to hide. People are suggesting they found the Trump shooter. They're showing pictures of various soy boys. I will not report them because they don't seem to be backed by facts. So we have an aerial representation of what seems to have happened. We are talking about a very, very high distance shooting. I mean, very high in comparison to what my expectations were. So according to this review by AZ Patriot, this is the situation. So you had the Trump gathering happening here. With Trump on the stadium here, and you had the maybe this we could call this a factory or whatever. This would be the roof on which someone stood. Presumably, there would have been the establishment of the crowds here. Perhaps there were ramps to accumulate people here. So that would be the location from which Trump was shot. And then we're talking about a very long shot that needs a lot of precision. We're talking sniper style that would be done with a visor, with some kind of lens. And even with the lens, as we've seen, it is very hard to get that shot. And so then it becomes explainable how the first shot was the most precise. It was the closest, touching only the... Basically, Trump was 1 centimeter from death here. But interestingly, if Trump is standing and looking roughly in the direction of the crowd here, or perhaps in the direction of the crowd here, this bullet is coming at an angle that could have been... It's almost a miracle that it only grazed, because when you see the location of the injury, it is very centric in the temporal region. It is like, boom, in the middle of the head, basically. Now, in the middle of the head, if Trump is looking that way, then I would understand that it grazed. But if Trump was looking that way or that way, it's a miracle that it grazed. Because it could have penetrated the cranium. And then factors like the distance, the wind resistance, the rifling effect onto the bullet can play a role in the bullet penetrating or not penetrating. But looking at this graph, the first thing that strikes me is that the grazing is just one possibility. Another possibility is that the bullet had lost its kinetic energy, was not of high enough caliber for the distance, and may have just impacted, collided with the ear, but not penetrated the cranium, because Trump had a tough enough cranium for that distance, that kind of bullet. That is another possibility that we should study, and it will all be revealed by if they can capture the bullet. If they can find it on the floor, they will be able to analyze whether the bullet has been flattened, whether it has been disequilibrated, and perhaps it was wobbling. For grazing to have occurred, it would need to be the case that Trump was looking very much in the direction of the shooting. John Drake says, if it was a .22, that's possible. Red Eye says, my girlfriend is laughing at everyone, thinking it's a 22. I mean, we don't know. It's impossible to know, but I don't know. It looks like some rifle of some kind, and therefore it could be one of the just classical bullets that a rifle can take. Nobody says an AR-15 fires a 22 caliber bullet. Whatever. We will know more stuff that is reportable when we know it and when we have access to it. Butler Police Department. Someone is claiming that the person arrested at the Trump shooter and a known Antifa extremist is Mark Violette. So Mark Violette is a name that is coming out on a lot of accounts and that came out from our super chatter. But I would say I'm not sure about this. This doesn't look like backed up claims. It looks like claims that people are making. And also, Mark Violette, I'm looking at pictures. He was, it seems like Mark Violette is a very fat man. What I see on the roof is not a fat man. It is a soy boy. John Selmer says, Mark Violette yields nothing before a recent comment when Googled. Yeah, so I would personally consider the Mark Violette allegation as potentially made up. We have to wait for more serious evidence. And here's a further photo of the police service removing the body of the shooter. So it would seem, based on this, that the person that was being carried by in the crowd may not have been the shooter. It was either the shooter that they were carrying from the rooftop, or it was the victim who perhaps got shot by one of the later shots of the shooter, as the shooter realized he had either caught Trump or didn't catch Trump. All right. So I think we will be headed toward the end of this show. What do we have in conclusion? Well, Trump rising as a martyr. We have deaths that have happened, the shooter himself, and perhaps an innocent bystander, what seems to be an innocent bystander. So a very sad day for democracy, a very sad day for politics in America. Trump will prevail, probably, and will fight very strong through this, and will have wind in his sail following this. But the question of who ordered this, who wanted this, who let it happen, and why was there not a better knowledge of the angles from which, and a monitoring, a constant monitoring of the angles under which Trump could be targeted. Those are the questions that are still standing, and we'll be covering this more in future shows. Much love to all of you. And if you like the show, go support us on Patreon, Subscribestar. We do need your monthly support to keep going. Much love. Go sleep. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.